Okay, we're back to order. Mr. Pickering, without objection, we're going to go ahead and table going over yours because we still have a few questions to the end of today's agenda, if that's okay, this afternoon's. So we're going to go ahead and get through these other sections and then we'll come back to you with the NAHASDA. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so moving on, we'll now go to item six, ONCA 22-95, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $56,620,422. First up is section 20, the editorial board. Is Ms. Duty here? Oh. We have Ms. Duty and looks like we have a few callers online as well. So I'll go ahead and give you guys the floor. Just kind of tell us a little bit about your budget if you would. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll start. The budget is the same as last year. This is for the editorial board. There have not been any increases, and the editorial board has relayed to me that they are approving of this budget, but they are here on the call.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler, go ahead.
So I thought there was some confusion about the budget earlier. This is the budget that you sent and the one you're supporting?
This is for the editorial board.
Oh, for the editorial board. Okay.
Ms. Lamson, I think you're muted. I can see your lips moving.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I was. Sorry. I was just saying Tara and I are both here from the editorial board. This one's pretty straightforward. It's the same one we had last year. We haven't been traveling. We expect perhaps to travel this next year, but because of COVID, that really hasn't been happening. It just started again this year that Tara traveled in for the elections, for the what did you travel in, Shannon, or Tara? It's for the debate, sorry.
Thank you. I just have one question. What's the other in the budget? It's for $21,000. I'm just trying to get an idea of what that entails.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Jordan.
The board stipends go into the other line.
Thank you. Does anyone else have any questions for the board or Mrs. Duty while we have him here?
Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. I do not have any questions. If there are no questions, I'd be happy to make a motion to move that Section 20 Editorial Board has been reviewed and approved.
There's a motion that Section 20 of ONCA 22-95 has been reviewed and approved. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, thank you, editorial board. Thank you, Mrs. Duty.
Moving on to ONCA 22-95, section 22, the election board. We have Mrs. Rencounter here.
Would you have the floor now to speak a little bit about your budget? Thank you.
Election board budget is, I believe, the same as last year. The only thing we budget for are travel for each of the three voting board members and one alternate, and then the stipends are for the chair, two members, and one of the two alternates. That's it.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Mrs. Director Rencounter? Chair will entertain a motion.
Chair.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. I move that Section 22 Election Board has been reviewed and approved.
There's been a motion that Section 22 of ONCA 22-95 has been reviewed and approved. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
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 All those opposed? There is none. Motion carries. Thank you, Mrs. Rencounter. Moving on, ONCA 22-95, Section 23, the Election Office. Ms. Rencounter is again here to address any questions we have, or if you just want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about this budget, the floor is yours, ma'am.
As we all know, FY23 is a non-election year, but we are planning to make some changes for the voters in this upcoming year. We're hoping to do all voter mail out a year before the deadline for the absentee ballot request form, and also inform the voters of the 2024 election important dates, as well as do absentee voter mail outs to the voters from the 2022 election, letting the permanent absentee voters know that they do not need to submit another form, and letting them know how to update their address if needed, as well as putting a plug out there for Osage News, because we get a lot of calls during election time wanting to know information about candidates, and we don't have that information except for contact information, so we try to promote the Osage News as much as possible. The same type of mail out will go to temporary absentee voters, but it will let them know that they voted temporary in the 2022 election, and they will need to submit another request form to vote in the 24 election. And then, sorry, professional fees. We are looking into updating a database. We're hoping to find something built more for elections. And so that is the money we put in there was to update our current database, but now we are looking at putting that towards a multiple modules for our office.
Thank you, Director Rencounter. I do have a question. So I noticed there's a bill filed by Congressman Potts for this session that mails everyone an absentee ballot. So currently we do not do that, right?
Correct.
If you request one.
Correct.
Okay. So if you guys are just kind of skim the bill, but there's something in there that says tracking the absentee ballot.
Yes.
So I'm kind of wondering how would we do that? I don't know. I don't even know if this is the right form to address that. But
I believe that discussion would probably fall under the other legislation, but I did a trial run of it already. Okay. And we mailed a ballot to my house, certified mail, and it has a tracking number on there.
Oh, yeah, I see.
$4 a ballot, not including the rest of the costs for the ballot.
Yeah, so I just wanted to throw that out there, just something to keep in mind, because obviously we've just started session, but that bill will come up, in session to try to pass to become law. So
I imagine that'll affect our 24 budget instead of this budget, though.
Yes. Does anyone else have any questions for Director Rencounter? Go ahead,
ma'am.
One
more thing. I would like to ask for an amendment, because I don't know how this happened, but our funding is in department entity program revenue. In a non-election year, we do not take in any fees. So we will not be making any money to cover our budget. So we would like to ask for a tribal appropriation instead.
What is the amount?
$287,419. It's the same budget you have presented here. It's just the number was placed in the wrong cell. I wasn't aware of this until after budgets came to Congress. And I pointed it out to the treasurer's office.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Stabler.
I have a question for the budget analyst. In the amended budgets that came over, was this one of them?
Mr. Chair, may we recognize?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
It looks like they did submit the initial budget with revenue in the program income line, and then they did submit a revised budget with revenue in the tribal appropriation line. So, yes, they did submit a revised budget.
Okay. Then I have another question, Chair.
Okay, go ahead, Congresswoman Stabler.
To the clerk, we're going to have to amend those budgets in. Okay. So it'll be part of that amendment as soon as the legislative writer gets it done.
So, clerk, help me out here. So, as far as making the motion for this section right now, what action do we do going forward?
We need a committee amendment, and that's what we're waiting on Trey for. I don't know that he's gotten to all of them yet. We have 32 revised budgets that landed, right? 32 revised budgets came over, and we're going to have to do amendments to insert those into the bill.
Mr. Chair.
They have already been put in?
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Jordan. I mean, Mr. Frazier, go ahead.
Of the 32 revised budgets that were sent in that round, because we've gotten various rounds of revised budgets, I believe only one was an amendment to a tribal appropriation. The rest just showed more detail on the professional fees lines.
Okay.
So I can,
Trey
or I can get this amendment.
This one will change other things. It will change revenue.
It just shifts it from the program income line to the tribal appropriation line. It will have no impact on the bottom line.
It's just moving within the sales.
Yes.
To me, it doesn't. To me, it impacts the tribal appropriation overall by $287,000.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Mr. Frazier.
In it was the Budget Process Act. I don't know what it is now. Program income is considered tribal revenue, so that's already factored in. Yes, ma'am.
So back to my original question, what movement should we make now on this specific section regarding the election office?
It's hard for me to say without looking at it, but it seems like this would be, you would strike it from wherever it is right now, that line,
and make the amendment to put it in
where it actually goes.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Mr. Frazier.
It would be move to amend ONCA 2295, page 20, section 23, election office, line 889 and a half, strike 287,419, insert 0, line 888 and a half, strike 0, insert 287,419.
So moved.
Second.
There was a motion to strike the ONCA 22-95, section 23, strike the tribal appropriation, 287,419, insert 0. Strike the tribal revenue, and then insert that 287,419 into the tribal appropriation with 287,419. And there was a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now, Chair, we'll entertain a motion for Section 23 of ONCA 22-95.
Chair.
Go ahead.
Just a note, since you guys amended this one, if you'll say reviewed and accepted as amended.
Thank you. Chair, we'll entertain a motion for ONCA 22-95, Section 23.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
I move that Section 23 of ONCA 22-95 has been reviewed and approved as amended.
Second.
There's been a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Director Rencounter.
Thank you, and go Dawgs.
Oh, she got me.
All right, moving on.
Moving on to ONCA 22-95, Section 26, the Fitness Center. I think Mr. Powell's on the line.
Chair.
Oh, go ahead, Congresswoman Staler.
Yes, I have a committee amendment for these sections.
Okay, just a second, Mr. Powell. Go ahead, Congresswoman Staler.
So these are budgets that have to be have been resubmitted, and so in this one, I move to amend page 23, line 1021 to 1049, strike lines 1021 through 1049, and insert the following. You all should have a copy of that budget breakout. Also, page 24, lines 1067 through 1095, strike lines 1067 through 1095. And insert the following breakout, and you have a copy of it. Page 25, lines 1113 and 1141, strike lines 1113 through 1141, and insert the following, and you have a copy of that breakout as well.
Does that require a second?
Yes, it's a motion.
Second.
There's been a committee amendment proposed and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
Yes.
There is none. The committee amendment motion carries. Moving on to ONCA 22-95, Section 26, Fitness Center Fairfax. Mr. Powell, are you on the Director Powell, are you on the line?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, I'm here.
Okay, thank you, sir. If you just want to kind of go over so we're doing these in sections. So the first one's up Fairfax. If you just kind of want to describe the budget or anything of note, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For these budgets, we're kind of taking it no increases. So other than I believe IDC went up, but the overall budgets, all three will remain the same.
Thank you. If any committee members have any questions, please feel free to ask Director Powell at this time.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Mr. Frazier.
I'm checking to see what the increases were, but I do believe that there were, we're on the fitness centers?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir.
I do believe there were some increases. I think it was stuff that was pretty well expected, but I just do want to put it out there that there were increases. Let me just make sure I have the right numbers here.
Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, Congresswoman Stabler.
As far as I can tell, the change was, it was taken $3,000 for, look at Fairfax. For instance, on tribal appropriation, the original appropriation is for $233,323. It is now for $230,323, and the difference of $3,000 was moved down to program revenue.
So the bottom number is $230,323?
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Mr. Frazier.
Are you just addressing the amendments right now, or are you going over the whole budget? Just from fiscal year 2022 to 23?
I was just directly addressing Congresswoman Stabler's.
Okay, my mistake.
So if you want to continue, Congresswoman Stabler, go ahead.
No, that's really all I see that's a difference. That's what the whole amendment is about.
Okay, if no one has anything else, I have some stuff to say. So I've been working out here at Pusca for quite a long time, and I understand that, you know, where we allocate money is very important, but I'd really like to see us try to improve these, not just Pusca, but all the fitness centers. As Mr. Powell can also probably address, we're grateful that we have some of the equipment, but the equipment's getting old. Especially here at Pusca, there's been no major renovation in, what would you say, over 10 years, right? Mr. Powell?
Yeah, I believe it would be 8 to 10 years, right?
8 to 10 years. I mean, even just like a sauna, I mean, there's health benefits. You don't even have to work out. Just if our elders could go down there and just sit in a sauna for a while. I just think that we've kind of abandoned and neglected these centers. Like I said, don't get me wrong, I think I'm grateful to be able to work out here in Pusca, but moving forward, I think we really need to try to put more resources into helping these centers, especially with how natives we suffer from obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure at rates way more than the general population. So just something to think about to my fellow committee members and public at large. Does anyone else have any questions?
Mr. Chair.
Lemon. Yeah, go ahead, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Mr. Powell, for being here with us today. I'm going to get on my health soapbox, kind of like what you were on a little bit there, Mr. Chair. You know, I really think that they're just, on a personal opinion, looking at, you know, the facilities and how they're set up. You know, I think that sometimes we underutilize some of the space, especially the room that where you could have a classroom, where you could have instructors come in. And of course, it's going to take more dollars, but that could be curtailed more to the people who not necessarily wanting to just, you know, utilize weight machines or utilize machines. Some people just like to get moving. Some people just like to do stretching, which is very beneficial. And actually it can be a workout in and of itself. And so I absolutely agree with you, Congressman Chair Keene, because we don't utilize them in the mannerism, I feel like, that puts out there to say, hey, we have these classes down here that are targeted towards certain groups. And on top of that, when people, if they were to come to those classes and we were to influx some more money there so they could do those types of things there, it spills over into the community in the sense that you get to have fellowship. And we're coming out of a lot of COVID restrictions, and we know that we're at the COVID's endemic at this point in time. We know that it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And but I just really feel like that if we're serious about our health and tying all of our and the encompassing aspect together, that I agree with you that we need to, that it's time to start those conversations well past that time, and to see how we can connect all of it together, but also offering, like you mentioned, a sauna, but also offering, you know, to a targeted population. Because a lot of times people don't want to go to a fitness facility. I'm just going to be quite honest with you. Sometimes I will go down here to the Fairfax fitness facility, but if there's a ton of young men in there, high school age or younger, I just don't go in. And it's just my own personal preference. I have my own little, you know, pet peeves or whatever. And I don't want to cause anybody uncomfortableness in any of those facilities. But I would like to be able to, you know, utilize the rooms that are there for like maybe aerobics or yoga or things like that nature. But you could target that area. And I think I've talked about it before with you, Mr. Powell, about, you know, are you going to have any classes or is there going to be anything there that's going to be available? And it might be due to funding that you haven't had that ability. So, and a lot of times people don't want to go down there, you know, they want to go with someone that's kind of going through the same thing they are. You know, you mentioned obesity. in diabetes, you know, that they go hand in hand a lot of times with high blood pressure or hypertension. And then there's that generational gap that can happen amongst folks. And so I just think it would be it's an opportunity for us to bring health in, to bring community in together and fellowship, and to really set a good example for the kind of healthcare that we would like to see happen. And it could bleed into other things. You know, it would be so awesome if we had such great fellowship and community that we started actually going out as groups with our elderly group or with our, you know, aerobics group or yoga group, and maybe even competing in some of these walkathons or, you know, those types of things that get you out there more and get us seen more as, you know, we're trying to really turn the page on learning how to live with our diseases, but also how to manage our diseases and in a healthy format. So I would never be opposed to adding more dollars when we have them to improving mobility and exercise for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Anyone else?
Chairman, I have some.
Yeah, go ahead, Congressman Maker.
I'd just like to remind the committee that years ago when I first started working on the wellness center, I was calling it a wellness center for these our fitness centers, beginning with Homley. When Homley we had our workout center was in a garage, a two-car garage. And my dream was to call these wellness centers and to do with nutrition and some of the things that Congresswoman Lemon was talking about. That was our dream years ago. This isn't something new. But that's when we first started trying to update all of our, on here is called fitness center, but I was trying to change it into a wellness center, which encompasses all types of wellness, not just a bunch of muscle. I think in my comment back in the day was a bunch of muscle heads in there sweating on everything. You know, we want to have elders there with nice workout gear going out there and maybe getting on a treadmill or bicycle or whatever. But I think my dream was actually to change these from fitness centers to wellness centers. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Anyone else? Go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. I agree with the things that everyone has said, but you know, perfect example, Fairfax Fitness Center shows an amount in the budget for a personal trainer. Have we had a personal trainer before? Or is this a new position? Do we have one now, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Each center has a personal trainer, multiple here in Puska, but each center has one full-time certified trainer. And I believe these have been in our budgets for at least 7 years.
Thank you very much. But to the point, I believe that outreach would be a good thing because I live in Fairfax, very, you know, small, close-knit community. I did not realize that I had a personal trainer available to us in Fairfax. So I, too, would like to see things along the lines of outreach and invite people there because it is a small facility, at least in Fairfax, and sometimes we don't feel comfortable when, you know, listen, by all means, I want to see the young folks in there, but I agree that we're missing an outreach piece, and I would like to hear more from our fitness, and I do like wellness centers. I think that would be a great way to refer to them as, and I feel like we did at one point, but I feel like an outreach portion would be great before we move to spend, you know, a lot of additional funds on these. I think that we could use what we have now and make them a little bit better, invite folks there and let people know what's available. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. Anyone else? If not, Chair, we'll entertain a motion on...
Mr. Speaker, sorry.
Oh, go ahead. We are
at this time working on a grant opportunity that will allow us to purchase much needed equipment. If this grant opportunity that does not, you know, come through, we would we'll come back in the spring to discuss that funding. But this grant would allow us to do that.
Thanks for the info. Do you know, have a ballpark estimation on how much the grant will be that you're going
The basic information on the website, up to $500,000 unmatched, but can go above that with matching funds.
Well, that'd be a great opportunity. Thank you. Has everyone on the committee had a chance to review all three of the fitness sections, fitness center sections on the budget? Mr. Frazier, how much money in ARPA do we have left?
About $10 million.
Thank you. If no one has any other questions, I'll entertain a motion to go ahead and pass out these three sections in conjunction with each other, since Mr. Powell oversees all three and they're all, if you guys have had proper time to review the budget. Do you have any other questions for Mr. Powell?
Chair.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
I move that sections 26, 27, and 28 have been reviewed and approved.
Second.
There's been a motion to...
Chair.
Oh, go ahead.
Just a reminder, you guys amended those.
The first one.
All three.
Oh, okay.
As amended.
Thank you. As amended.
There's been a motion for ONCA 22-95 to review and approve as amended sections 26, 27, and 28. And there's been a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? None. The motion carries. Okay. Thank you, Director Powell.
Thank you for your time today.
Moving on, we have law enforcement. I spoke with Mr. Williams since we had him earlier this morning. We had him for a good 20 to 30 minutes. I didn't feel like it was necessary for him to come on and go through this budget as well, but if you just... I would entertain a motion if someone would just want to go ahead and approve this section. I mean, this part of his budget. I'll entertain a motion for that. Just when the committee deems it's necessary. Thank you.
Chair.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
You know, we had talked quite a bit about perhaps increasing the budget.
Uh-huh.
For law enforcement to be able to add additional officers or additional personnel. Is that something that the committee would prefer to do on the floor once we have additional information, or should we hold it here?
That's up to the committee. Personally, I don't mind holding this. We're also meeting on Friday. We can go ahead and take it up then. I think we'll have enough time. Whatever the committee majority wants to do, I'm in agreement. What do you guys think?
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm in agreement that I would like to further discuss the potential need. My holdup is that I'm okay with it being on the floor also, but I'm okay with further discussion. I would be more comfortable with further discussion in committee of jurisdiction based on supporting documentation when we receive it and if we can receive it by Friday. Statistical data, I don't know if he's going to have to gather it or if he knows it right offhand and can support it, because, it's also would be an equipment person, you know, that they were going to need, and also the training that it's going to need. And so At this point, I think I'm more comfortable with leaving it in committee. And if we get the information by Friday, great. If we don't, you know, it's still at the beginning of session. But I would like to continue the discussion about improving, increasing the workforce there. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm in agreement with Congresswoman Lemon. Is there proper verbiage to just table it?
You can table it, you can postpone it, or you really don't even need to make a motion. You can just put it on another agenda. But if you want to, just for your minute's sake, you could say, I'm postponing this until we get further information for the record.
Is the committee cool with that?
Yes.
And I'll go ahead add this section 42 and let Nick know. I mean, Chief Williams know that we'll go ahead and just take this matter up again on Friday and request more documentation. So moving on, we'll go back to the start. Mr. Pickering, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
So this is ONCA 22-94, the NAHASDA section 21 and section 22. The NAHASDA admin, I had some committee members with some questions, so I'll go ahead and let Congresswoman Stabler go ahead and start. Go ahead.
Chair, could I go ahead and read in the amended budget?
Yes, go ahead.
Make a motion that page 22, lines 975 to 1003, strike lines 975 through 1003, insert the following and adjust the totals accordingly. You have a copy of that breakout. And page 23, lines 1021 to 1049, strike lines 1021 through 1049, and insert the following. And you have a copy of that breakout. That's a motion.
There's been a motion for a committee amendment. Is there a second?
Second.
There's been a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions for Director Pickering regarding the NAHASDA?
So which budget are we on?
We're on the 2294, the NAHASDA and NAHASDA admin. I understood we had some questions about his plan.
Chair.
Namely that we didn't have one for 23.
Chair.
Yeah, go ahead.
That is my main question. The plan that we have is from 2022. So I'm looking for a 2023 plan. And wondering if I just, for some reason, don't have access to it, or if it has or has not been sent. Thank you.
Director Pickering, go ahead.
Yeah, yes, a fiscal year 23 annual plan was submitted.
Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. The one that I have access to is from 2022. That Ms. Kimball had prepared. So if there is a 2023 plan that just hasn't been sent to us, or for some reason I don't have access to it, I would like to have it before we move this budget on. Thank you.
Does anyone in the committee, have they seen the 23 plan for the NAHASDA?
Chairman, this is Maker. I have not seen that plan.
Thank you.
Chair.
Yeah, go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
An additional question, sir. Has your IHP been approved?
Yes, it has.
When you send the 2023 plan, may I continue, Chair? I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. When you send the 2023 plan, can you also send the approved IHP?
Not a problem in that.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Stabler.
So no, I'm just still trying to figure out, are we on section 21 or section 22? Or were you trying to discuss them together?
Well, we were kind of discussing them together.
Okay. I have a question on 2022.
Go
section
ahead.
2020, section 22, excuse me. Section 22 is the Nahas administration budget. And the original budget that was sent over, which might have been a previous year's budget, I'm not sure, was for 551, 555. The second budget that has come over is for 297, 977. And I just wanted to know from Mr. Pickering if he knows why that is so much lower this year. He can explain it to us.
Yeah, there is a regulation under NAHASA that basically, when it comes to admin and planning, that you cannot exceed 20% of your annual budget that you're approved for, or I should say your IHBG budget itself, and that's the reason behind that. And also, you know, looking at that older one that you referenced with the 500 and something thousand, you know, that does look like it was from the previous budget itself. And if you look on that one, I mean, you see that the indirect cost is quite a bit of a difference. So over 300 something thousand from my memory.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. That was the only question I have.
Thank you. Anyone else? If not, so just a moment of clarity. So, Mr. Pickering, can you go ahead and resend us the 23 plan along with the IHP?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. What do you guys want to go ahead and wait? And, I guess how soon, sir, could you get that to us? We have until 5 o'clock today, so.
I could probably get it to you within the next 10 to 15 minutes.
Chair will entertain a motion to recess.
So much.
To the call of the chair. Recess to the call of the chair. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we're in recess. Thank you.
Okay. Go back in at 2:30.